You're listening to Popular Technology Radio with Mike Kahn. For more great content, visit ernlive.com. That's ernlive.com.
Welcome back to Popular Technology Radio. I am your host, Mike Kahn. This segment of our show brought to you by Subaru. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru. We are now being joined by Sean Mao. He is the Vice President of Business Development and Consumer Channel Operations at ArcSoft. And Sean, you are going to be talking about the SimplyCam powered by Closely. How are you doing today, Sean?
I'm doing great. Thank you, everybody.
Fantastic to have you on. And for our listeners at home, you can follow along on the web. As always, you can go to their website. It is simplycam.com. That is SimplyCam.com. So first of all, Sean, what is SimplyCam?
SimplyCam powered by Closely is the first and only home monitoring Wi-Fi solution that uses facial detection to tell you if someone's home. So this smart and secure solution features the automatic on and off options and intelligent alerts, so you can be notified if someone is in your house, but don't have to be disturbed when a branch, pad, or car moves with SimplyCam's frames. So using SimplyCam is very easy, and then you can access your account anytime through the Closely mobile app on your smartphone, or on the web, or on the PC.
So let's back up a moment, Sean, and kind of paint a little picture for our listeners who might not be on the web following along on the conversation quite yet. So the SimplyCam by Closely is really a home surveillance system that consists of two parts. There is the SimplyCam camera, and then there's a service that is kind of software-driven by a company called Closely. Can you tell us a little bit about how the two work together? So you position a camera in your home. Tell us from the beginning kind of to the end-to-end how it would be set up and how it operates.
So, yeah, SimplyCam is actually the hardware piece, and Closely is the software above it. So the Closely itself comprises three parts, like the cloud, and the client application sitting on the mobile phone on the web, and the firmware inside the camera. So basically, with the cloud service, the user can do the live streaming and the live monitoring of the home. And also, we have the advanced technologies sitting on the cloud to enable the facial detections. Basically, for the setup, is very easy and straightforward. So we provide both the mobile setup without a PC involved or use the PC. So it should be like as fast as like within 3 minutes, you can finish the setup and everything's ready to go.
So it sounds really cool and easy to set up. Essentially, there's a camera, and the camera's pretty small. How about the size of a deck of playing cards with a camera head about the size of about a half dollar or so? So it's pretty small remote. You can set it up. You want to put it, I was reading on your website, about 5 or 6 feet away from the door that you want to kind of surveillance. So I'm assuming for most people to put it around their front door. And it's powered into a standard household plug?
That's right, yes, with USB cable.
Okay, and then it is Wi-Fi connected into the access point in my home, and that then goes into the Closely cloud service system that is being monitored and also sending a stream to an app that I download and run on my phone. It can be either Android or iOS. And I can either use, I can actually choose to use a PC or a Mac if I want. So now I'm walking into your home, Sean, and you've got the SimplyCam by Closely set up. And the first thing that happens when I open the door, the camera sees me coming in, and it tries to see. There's two things that happen. There's a face detection, and then there's actual recognition of the face. So talk to us a little bit about it. It sees me coming in, and if it doesn't know me, it sends an alert to you on your phone that I've come in your home.
So, yeah, I want to clarify here. So right now, the first model we introduced to the market doesn't have the face recognition yet. So we only have the face detection, so which means we can only know somebody's home but not know who is it. And that will be the functionality of the facial recognition, and it's on the roadmap down the road, so we're going to introduce later after we have the first model of the product ready.
So let's talk a little bit about the face, not the recognition, just the identification. So the first thing that happens when I come into your home, it sees that I'm a person, and it sends you an alert that somebody's come to your front door and is now entering your home. How does that work? Do you hear like a tone on your smartphone? Do you get an email or a text message? What happens?
So right now, so when the SimpliCam and the Closely detected a person entering your home, we have the option to send the notification on the mobile phone and the email. So user can go to the settings and turn on, turn off the options and select different way to deliver the notification, either like whenever anything happen, notify the user through the mobile phone, or they can choose like a summary of the last 10 minutes or half an hour, so what's going on. So that's a different way user can choose from the app.
I got you. So, Sean, hang on to those thoughts. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We are speaking with Sean Mao. He is the Vice President of Business Development and Consumer Channel Operations at ArcSoft, and we're talking about the SimpliCam, powered by Closely. Go to SimpliCam.com to find out more about this. I am your host of Popular Technology Radio, Mike Kahn.
Listening to Popular Technology Radio, sponsored by Bridgestone. They're passionate about making tires that you can count on to perform when it matters most. Stay tuned, there's more Pop Tech Radio to come.